We've got an amazing story now on the show about a cat called Nutmeg that was reported missing in Bristol and has been reunited with her owners after she was discovered at a supermarket in Crewe. There's around 140 miles between Bristol and Crewe. Rachel Griffiths is from CAFO Rescue in Crewe. Rachel, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning, Lee. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm very well. I'm going to cut straight to the chase here. What the hell happened here?
Well, I'm still shocked. I noticed that you're quite shocked. It's quite unbelievable, isn't it, really, to be fair with you? Yeah. It's been a weird week, to be fair. What happened was, I'm a volunteer for CAFO Rescue, and that is based in Crewe. And we do all kinds of things to help animals, mainly cats. And we've got a lot of people that are volunteers and fosterers, people that drive the animals around. And I do their website and some advertising for them. And I go out as a volunteer scanning animals for a chip. So last week I was sat at home and I had a message through from the rescue asking, would I just nip to Morrison's, which I live about 2 minutes away from. And I says, yeah, I'll go and have a look at this cat. Apparently it had been there, what they know of, for about 5 days. So I went to Morrison's and I was welcomed by Christian, Daisy, Natasha and Simon. Now, these guys had really invested a lot into feeding this cat and looking after the cat. And I scanned the cat for a chip and I sent the chip number over to the lady from our rescue, Sue, that deals with checking the chips. And I wasn't ready for what she phoned me back and said, to be honest. We take cats back home from Nantwich, Sandbach, you know, local areas. And last year we had one from Kent, but we thought that was a one-off, quite rare, and we wouldn't get one again. So Sue rang me mobile back when I was in the store holding the cat, Nutmeg, and she says, you're sitting down. I says, no, but go on. She said, the cat's been missing. It's been flagged as missing from Bristol for the last 2 weeks.
What was your reaction when you were told that? Because if you're in Crewe, if you're at a supermarket in Crewe and you hear about a found cat which has been reported missing, you'll think probably the other side of Crewe, maybe from a few streets away, possibly, if we're pushing it, Nantwich or Shavington. When you get told Bristol, nearly 150 miles away, what is your reaction from someone who works with these things on a daily, weekly basis?
Well, at first, it took me a couple of seconds to let it sink in what she just said was Bristol. So I went back to the guys that were holding the cat for me. And they were absolutely astounded. I think astounded isn't a stronger word enough to describe how we all felt, to be fair.
What did the owners say?
Well, after we'd got over the initial shock, we couldn't believe it. Sue got in touch with the owners. She was ringing the number that was registered to the chip, and we were all fingers crossed, you know, that the details were up to date on the chip, and they were.
What?
And yeah, Sue had a really emotional phone call with the owners of this cat, and they just couldn't believe it. They thought it was just somebody having a bit of a laugh with them, because sometimes you do get that. But no, it was real, and they were crying when we sent the pictures of Nutmeg over to them when they realised it was true. And it's probably one of the best reunions we've ever had.
I was going to say, had the owners in Bristol basically given up?
Yeah, they'd resigned themselves to the fact that probably they're not going to see their little baby again. And they were quite upset, and they've been putting rewards out. If you go on the internet and you put in Nutmeg Bristol, she's everywhere. They tried every Lost Pets website there is. Well, she was listed everywhere. So obviously, once we got a name and stuff, we just put that in and we saw it, and it was her. You could tell straight away because of her markings. She's quite an unusual cat as well, so we thought we've hit the jackpot this time. Wow.
How was she when you found her, Nutmeg? Was she timid? Was she the kind of cat who'd settle in? Anyway, you know what some of these cats are like? Some of them will just walk into a random house and act like it's lived there for about 5 years. How was Nutmeg?
Nutmeg, to be honest, you could tell that she wasn't a stray cat or anything like that. She was loving. All she wanted was cuddles, and I could tell she was a pedigree breed, so I thought, this is somebody's house cat that, you know, has escaped. But I didn't think it was from Bristol. So, yeah, she was lovely. She was well used to people, and I think she was enjoying all the attention and all the cuddles that the guys from Morrison's were giving her. She was happy, to be fair, so she was a lucky cat.
And still, to this moment now, as you sit here talking to us on the show, you have got no idea how that cat ended up 150 miles up the M5 and up the M6.
No, I really wish that cat could tell a story because we've sat here now ever since trying to work out, you know, different theories and stuff. And all we can think of that she's been in a truck from, we've had a look on the Google Maps and there's a distribution centre for Morrison's in Bridgewater just outside Bristol. So we're assuming she's probably wandered to there and then got in a truck and then come all the way up here, up the motorways. But maybe not. I don't know. She's a puzzle. She really is.
Yeah, it sounds it. It sounds it. Rachel, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. Can I just say, if anyone wants to know the work that CAFO does, all you've got to do is go to cafo.uk and all our events and upcoming things are there and how you can support local animals.
I'm relieved you said that, Rachel, because when we have a guest on the show and you wrap things up and then they say, can I just say one thing? I always think they're going to complain about something and I have no idea why. So I'm glad you got that plug in at the end. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lee. Bye.
Top stuff. That is Rachel Griffiths from CAFO Rescue in Crewe talking to us about how they rescued this cat from Bristol, 150 miles away in Crewe. Brilliant story, that.